Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Hassey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Cowley. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting sixth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Manuel Lee. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Steib. And now, play ball. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barfield. Boston reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Baines reaches second base with a double. Boston scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Steib fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hassey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fernandez. The throw from Carcoviche and he is safe. Fernandez steals second. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Mosby moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Blue Jays, 1. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mosby moves to third. Bell moves to second. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moorman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Witt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball four. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg strikes out. One out. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mosby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Barfield hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorman takes first base on ball 4. Hassey moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Hassey trying to get to home. Bell throws the ball into Witt, who tags Hassey, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Moorman moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche strikes out. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Cowley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fernandez for the out. Lee moves to second. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mormon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Upshaw for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mosby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee scores. Mosby moves to second. It's 3-1, Blue Jays. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mosby scores. It's 4-1, Blue Jays. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to second. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hasse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moorman takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 2 in the game. Eorg hits a pop-up towards first. Moorman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. Carcoviche strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boston is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards first. Moorman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Mosby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Mosby reaches second base with a double. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mosby scores. It's 5-1, Blue Jays. Bill Dawley now pitching. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barfield hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Hanke now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-3 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mormon scoops it up and throws to first, with Dolly covering, for the out. Two outs. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Hanke covering, for the out. One out. Russ Mormon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mormon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mormon strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.